Wonderful blessings to all listeners on Life 97.5 FM from our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's program of In God's Glory is being repeated because of your special request to air it again. May this testimony empower and strengthen your walk in the Lord. Join us now as we bring you the Word of God.
We at Mount Zion's Missions Barbados Foursquare Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, wherever this program is being heard. I'm excited as usual to come to you again this Friday morning to share with you the Word of God, the mind of God concerning His Word, concerning the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, letting you know that God is still in control of Barbados. Holy Spirit is still guiding His church, directing His church, and carrying out the affairs of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray today that this program will touch, challenge, and motivate you to do everything that you do as a child of God in the spirit and not the flesh. It's good to have Reverend Gail back. Last week she was absent. I'm sure you missed her voice.
Good morning.
Praise God. Of course, we have Elder Octave and Apostle Chris with us. So Reverend Gail is back. So we're going to ask her to lead us in prayer. We will not start unless we invite the presence and the power of God and His directions on our lives and on this program. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Father, you are holy and your name is holy. We reverence you at this Jesus. Time and always because we hallow your name. You are great Jesus. And greatly to be praised. As we lift this program before Jesus. You, God, we pray the Holy Spirit will endorse Amen. And anoint Jesus. Every word that is spoken today. May the ears that hear, Lord, be transformed and shifted to where you want them to be. May the purpose of the people listening be fleshed out in a real dynamic way, and they shall know for sure that, Lord, you are with them. So we bless even now this program and declare that it is yours, Lord. We give it to you and we submit to your authority in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail, for that powerful prayer for us today. We're going to share from the Word of God, Zechariah chapter 4, is it? Reverend Gail is going to read for us verse 6 to 7. First, we're going to
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Then he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forward the top stone amidst shouts of grace, grace to it."
Thank you. A powerful word reminding us that it's not by our words, not by might, not by our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And so that really seriously defines for us the role of the Holy Spirit against our role. Our role is to be totally dependent on the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, recognizing that we are serving a God who is spirit, and they that worship him or serve him must do so in spirit and in truth. I'm also going to share today on some of the advantages of being spirit-filled and spirit-led, and some disadvantages as well. Here was Zerubbabel sharing on the importance and the significance of doing God's work, carrying out his mandate, not relying on your might and your power, because sometimes we tend to do that, you know?
Yes.
But relying totally on the Spirit of the Lord. And so when we rely on God's Spirit, it means that we are leaving him to take over.
Yes.
We're giving up our agendas and our plans and how we think we should do it, how it should be done. And we're totally leaving our whole lives open for the Lord to bless us and the Holy Ghost to lead us. And that's a good place to come. Totally reliant on God's Spirit is where every child of God should come. That's the life we should live. We learn on the Spirit, whether on our own strength, our own resources, our own qualifications to accomplish God's work. We must trust in the Holy Spirit's guidance and direction, God's sovereignty, and we will trust that God is in control.
Amen.
And believe that he's in control. And of course, that he can provide whatever is necessary to empower us to complete the plans he's given to us. Praise God. So we must have that humility in our hearts, right? So that we can be dependent. You have to come to a place where you submit completely and totally to the will of God. Lord, I am insufficient. I am not capable of doing this. The many things that God gave us a task to carry out. And I've said openly, God, I don't know how to do it. You know, I've never come this way before. Praise God. And I don't know what to do. But my eyes are upon you. And that's important.
Amen.
We should come to that place where we really sit back and we're totally reliant on God. Yeah, and we should always, approach any task that is given, any job that you're about to undertake, with that total dependence on God, recognizing that our abilities are limited. In our humanness, our flesh is limited. We can't see into tomorrow. We can't see into next week. We can't even see into the next minute.
Correct.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. But God can see everything.
Yes.
Praise God. God can see into next year. He's gone ahead already. He knows what's happening in all the world, wherever, all of the years to come. And so it's important, since he knows it all, and he's above all, and he's in all, to just submit our lives to God. And you know, when I was preparing just now to share, I remember, and I shared on Sunday, the situation we had when we were going to Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
In 2009, The Lord had sent me to Nigeria, and I'd been there several times. And of course, when we go to Nigeria, we don't go up there to just play around and look cute. We go up there to do serious work, you know, seeing people's lives change and revolutionize, chains broken, darkness fleeing and light coming, demons scattering, and people being saved. We did the work of the Lord under the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And so when you're working under the Holy Spirit, the enemy is not going to be very happy, because you're actually attacking his kingdom. And he's not going to sit back and say, well, I love you coming up. Welcome to Nigeria. He's not going to say that. He will not move the red carpet for us. He sees us as dangerous. So we were flying, myself and my team, Apostle Chris, sitting next to me on the plane. You know, when we got to England, we had to go over to the other airport, Heathrow. We had a lot of situations there. And we got in the plane tired and late. And of course, normally we would say our prayer or warriors pray and prepare ourselves for the flight. We didn't get to do that. So I fell asleep. I was tired. And then the Lord kind of woke me up, tapped me, just a little tap on my cheek. And he said, wake up, my daughter. You're about to enter Nigeria's airspace. And the demons and devils in the atmosphere are upset and angry that you're coming in. And they're going to try to bring the plane down. I said, what? He said, but listen, don't panic. Don't get upset. Don't be afraid. Just say, I'm in my Father's will, you know? And so it was just a minute or two after the Lord woke me and told me that, suddenly the plane fell out of the sky, a sudden fall of the sky. And you could hear people reacting. And then it fell again out of the sky. I mean, really, real big drop. It felt like your head was up in the roof of the plane. And across from me was Minister, well, at the time, Medford. I could see the white in her eyes. I could see she was petrified. And then I was sitting at the seat at the, you know, the end, and Apostle Chris sitting at the window. And all I was smiling. My hands, my tongue was up. And I was saying to her, I'm in my Father's will. I'm in my Father's will. That's all I was saying, because the Lord had prepared me before. In other words, I was not going in my own strength. I was not going in the flesh. I was going under the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to carry out the will and purpose of God. And so God had every right to cover me once I'm in my Father's will and doing it according to the Father's purpose. And so I said what he told me to say. And my friend said, she said, Lord, wake up every intercessor in the world right now and let them pray for this plane. Praise God. And guess what? Reverend Gail in Barbados, the Lord woke her up and tell her, pray for the plane. With the apostle and the team are flying, and she saw the plane coming down, and she saw a big angel.
Yes,
you could show yourself. Yes. I mean, big wings came down and went under the plane and brought it back up.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's the power of giving it to God.
Amen.
Doing it under God's anointing. Mm-hmm. Doing it under God's will. Listen, if I was going up there in my own flesh, if I was going up there with my own agenda, if I was going up there, absence and the absence of the direction and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, y'all would have heard about us. You understand?
Yeah.
But glory be to God. I took time to seek his will, his purpose, to make sure that he endorsed it, he sent us. We were on a mission for him. That's what he was able to say to me. When it happens, say, I'm in my Father's will. I'm in my Father's will. So we are encouraged today. Do everything under the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, not in your own strength, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And we have to apply that principle, Reverend Gail, to everything we do, to our daily lives, whatever problems we're facing. We're supposed to give it over, don't fight it, try to fix it in our own might and power. We are required to give it over for God's empowerment and God's guidance. We have to trust God's sovereignty and God's power and God's grace and his love for us. Praise God. Well, yeah, you need to share at this point. What happened that night when the Lord woke you up, or morning hours when the Lord woke you up, when that plane was going down?
Yes. I was asleep and I woke up suddenly and I just felt the Spirit of the Lord telling me, pray now. I was not even sure the time difference at the time. I just knew that that we needed to pray for apostles and the team. And I began to intercede. And I saw the plane. Mm-hmm. And I saw the drop. Mm-hmm. And immediately as I started to pray, I saw the angels, I saw the wings mm-hmm. come under the plane and begin to lift it right up. Mm-hmm. And I felt after that, I felt the release to praise God, yes. Not knowing what was happening yes. until you reported when you landed in Nigeria, you reported back to us what happened. I said, but wow.
Praise God.
But wow.
Praise God.
And then when I heard that that minister, well, then she was Minister Eudine, that she said, wake up every intercessor in the world. I mean, it's funny, right? But she was right on cue. Praise God. And one of the things too is that is something that has captured me. Mm-hmm. I am in my Father's will.
Yes.
I always remember that.
Yes.
That's what you said. And whenever things are happening, you got to speak something positive. I'm in my Father's will. I'm in that purpose. I'm in, on that destiny, that journey. Yeah. And you see how God would think. Yes, it was awesome knowing that. I prayed that, saw that, and in my own flesh, I'm saying, I must be dreaming. But then to hear afterwards what happened to the team and to you, Apostle mm-hmm. and Apostle Chris, I said, wow, that is God. I could only give him the praise and the glory.
Good God, I thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's what I have learned over the years, to walk with God, to walk in his will, to wait for his presence and wait for his directions. You know, I could sit here all morning and just talk about what is the advantages of walking in the Spirit. When we started to build our temple, you know, it was, we didn't have any money to build a temple. We didn't sit down and do a breakdown, you know, of our of finances. We didn't have it. We didn't do an impact study in the neighborhood and all, nothing. I just went because the Lord was directing me, not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. And one of the first things that He said to me, when we started to look for artisans to build a temple, we had some of the difficulties, because some of these people can be difficult and resistant when they know you and you want to ask them for help. People are resistant. But the Lord didn't want me to be frustrated. He said to me, when you're going to church on Sunday, that little church on Porter's Road, just before you get to Colony Club, stop there and go and ask for artisans. And I thought, Lord, it's got to be my imagination. This can't be something that you're telling me, because that church is so small. You hardly have members. So why would I go to that church? You would probably send me to something, a church that's bigger, with a big congregation. But Lord, you're sending me to that little small church. But you know what? I have remained obedient to God over the years, and I will continue to obey Him and go not by my might or my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And so I stopped the car on my way to church, and I waited till the traffic had passed. I went over the road, and they were worshiping, and all standing. I went to the side door, and I called up the first man that I saw, and he was a deacon. And I called him out, and I said, I was reluctant to say, because I felt as though this was such a crazy thing I was saying to him. How am I going to make sense telling him this? I said, can you tell me where I can find artisans to help me build a church? He pulled back at me. He looked at me, stared at me. I said, oh, Lord, what have I done? You know, he said, isn't that something that's strange? Because tomorrow, Monday, I have some artisans coming into Barbados. And I told them, when they get to the airport, say they're going to build a church, but I don't know where the church is.
Hallelujah.
I said, God, He does it every time.
Every time.
Every single time. God does. So God had already set me up for the, you know, to have the artisans. God already facilitated us. So it was not by my might or my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So I had to go, not in my might and my strength, but in God's power. So here, I'm Reverend Elvis, Reverend Gail, sorry, Apostle Chris, and Elder. You all share a few things on the advantages of having the Spirit of the Lord guide and direct you and not going in your might and in your power.
One thing that I would want to jump in here and say, especially when I look at Zechariah, is that as with Zerubbabel, he was given the mandate or the vision to build a temple. The enemy will come after you when you have a vision and a call of God to do something. But if you rely on God's Spirit, if you trust in His sovereignty, yes, that He is over everything, mm-hmm, and remain humble. And I think that's what happened also with us as a people and as a, mm-hmm, church. We remained humble,
yes,
because God said that he will build His temple.
Yes.
We trusted, relied,
yes,
and depended on Him.
Yes.
And we saw today anybody can come to 4th Avenue, Rock Dundas, St. James, and see the miracle that God has worked in our lives because we became dependent. But on top of that, not arrogant and doing it in our own ability, but humble and dependent on Him. And because of that, we can say it is grace. It is the grace of God. We can't say it is not engineer. Yes, we had the laborers. We had Pastor Alexander, the engineer. We had Apostle Chris as the builder. All of those things.
Yes.
But we could only say it is God.
Yes, God.
And it's the grace of God. And because of that, I just feel led to say to someone today, you have a vision. You have something that God has given. A mandate that God has given unto you. Rely on the Holy Spirit every day. Ask Him, what is the next move? What is the next way I'm supposed to go? Come under His influence, and you will see how God will open every door for you. You've been struggling. It will not be by your own ability, but it will be purely by the ability of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah.
If we can just come. Release ourselves into the hand of God.
Amen.
So my might is nothing. My strength is nothing. Let me just rely on God. We will see great things happen.
Amen.
Let's hear you, Elder. Octave, please.
Good morning, everyone. Exciting time to be here once again in the presence of God and of you fantastic listeners. My, not the first, but the most impactful presence of God in my life, not by power, not by might. It was the morning we left church, and I got into the vehicle, and something bid me to pray. So I prayed, first time I'm doing it, God, you're the driver of this vehicle. I'm just here behind the wheel, but you take us home in peace and safety, and such like and such like and such like. I dropped my first colleague in St. Joseph. And coming from St. Joseph, going home to St. I think it was St. Philip at that time, I dropped asleep behind the wheel.
Wow.
Every member of the vehicle sleeping.
Wow.
I remember coming down the road. I was coming up from, I'm going down to St. George, to Gun Hill. I opened my eyes and saw my car, a small Suzuki Swift, full of my colleagues, my wife, and other people I'm dropping off. And the vehicle is going through the bends, and everyone is asleep. I heard a rumble, and I looked to my right and saw the wheel of a transport board bus, passing, going up the hill. I opened my eyes and looked up. The driver and every passenger in the bus looking down at us because they saw that we were all asleep. I am telling you, my first encounter with the Holy Spirit is so impactful that I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that it was God. Because when I traveled that same road and I released the vehicle steering wheel, it always veers into the oncoming traffic.
Jesus.
And that is something I will tell you, brothers and sisters, that proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that there's a God and it's not by power nor by might. I will bid you, if you ever meet and encounter God, do not ever go back to the road you left. Always commit your life to God. Because he said, I will serve you and I will protect you. And that, my brother, is a living statement by a man of God who is here today only because God kept him alive.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
His salvation.
Hallelujah.
For all of you. And deliverance. God is awesome. Apostle Chris.
God, I was
in my, not by power. Hallelujah. By the Spirit.
God, our Jesus, is a step above all of us. We're beyond our capacity and abilities. He's able to do things that are unimaginable by man's power and might. The classic example of Zerubbabel is awesome because we have to recognize that we have limit, that we're all limited. We have scope, we are intelligent, we are capable. God makes uniquely special, more senior, more higher than all the other animals. We are greatest of his creation, but we are limited. We are limited as long as we are limited by our capacity to work without him. We become powerful and mighty when he comes into our lives. And here's the word we'll say something most important for us that we as a people must never forget. It's not how good we are. It's how great God is.
Jesus.
It's not how much abilities we have. It's what he transferred to us and what he empowers to do at the moment. Because no doubt we're intelligent, but we're limited by our scope. When he comes in, we open the door to him. We see, a whole new world is open to us. We have much more scope to function effectively. We have the ability to represent God in areas that we can never match. And when we can't, God will send an angel to hold the plane up. And that is indicative of what he'll do. I guarantee all of us in our lives, we can recall encounters which we were at risk and we didn't know what to do, like Andrew just went through. My God. If God was on our side, if he wasn't doing it for us, if we weren't following him, if we were not at least good terms with him, speaking terms with him, open our door, imagine what could happen to us. Because it is only God who can help us to maintain who we are, to walk in that path. That we have victory.
So I think I just say something.
Ahead, sure.
In Acts chapter 1, Jesus told the disciples, the apostles, remain in Jerusalem until you receive power. I want to say to somebody today, see, the four of us sitting down here, we can just feel the anointing just pouring out. If you have not met and have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, we encourage you today to come under his influence.
Wow.
It's such a beautiful feeling to know that you're not on your own. You don't have to think about things on your own, but you could just ask of him and he will reply to you and respond to you. He will protect you and he will be all over you to ensure that you get to where you're supposed to get to and fulfill what you're supposed to fulfill. It's so awesome.
It's awesome.
If you haven't met him, meet him.
And we have an undefeatable ally that cannot be denied. Nobody can stop him doing what he wants to do. Whatever it is, he will make it happen. He will make it happen. The impossible. The fact that he sent an angel to birth push that pain. You know, bigotry 40 is a huge piece of metal with hundreds of people in it. Fly that kind of speed and all, and even there, Satan still has part of metal with us, but he can't stop God.
Yes.
And when we're there with God,
took the plane over.
When he's in there with God,
Amen.
God has his way. That's what we need to rely on, walk in his power, walk in his presence all the time. Make sure he directs us what to do. We guarantee success will happen.
I support the idea put forth by Reverend Gail. And I also to go forward and ask you never to leave the house without being guided by the Lord.
Yes.
Never to make decisions without being guided by the Lord. Don't do things in your flesh. Not by might, not by power, but by spirit of the Lord. Once you release yourself to the Lord and ask him to take control, he will take control. And he's faithful to stay and remain with you always and never leave you. Praise God. Reverend Gail, bless the Lord.
Thank you, Apostle. Today we are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753. 436-4753. We had a great time today on this program. Please let us know how this has impacted you and give us a call at 422-2512-432-6479. We would love to hear from you. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. So again, as we go off and you continue to listen to us, we want to encourage you in the Word. We want to let you know there's significant benefits of being spirit-filled, of laying down your agenda and saying to yourself every day, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. You can accomplish so much. You can get so much done by leaning on him. But you can be frustrated and distressed when you try to do it in your flesh and in your might and in your power. So why should we want to be frustrated and distressed? But we can easily just say, Lord, it's in your hands. Holy Spirit, take over. Even as Elder Octave said, he asked the Lord to take over the wheel and be the driver. And he did that. God is willing to serve us and take care of us wherever we go, whatever we're doing. He's willing to take charge. Hallelujah. And his Holy Spirit guide and bless us. So today I pray that you will hear the word. You shall receive the word. And you shall apply the word. And if you're not saved at all, I pray that you will turn from darkness to light.
Amen.
And you will give Jesus a chance in your life today. That you will say, Jesus, save me. I'm tired of doing it my way. I'm tired of relying on myself, my intelligence, and my strength, on my might and my power. I want to hand my life over to you. If you want to do that, I pray the Lord's salvation today. By his blood, he'll save you, wash you, and use you for his honor, his glory, and all times. Let his Holy Spirit guide you and direct you. I declare blessings on all listeners, and in your families, and your homes, and your workplaces, and everything you have. And I challenge you not to walk in the flesh, not to do it in your spirit and your might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.